later on, I became quite interested also in independent living through probably my personal experience of falling in love, wanting to leave home, and live with my boyfriend. But of course, if I left home, then who was going to get me up? And, you know, I couldn't just play cleaner like I did at university and rely on the student fraternity to do the rest. It was now much more difficult. And that's when I met Anne McFarlane, because I rang up the local Kingston Association for the Disabled, or I think that's what it was called. And I said, and I talked to her on the phone, and I remember saying, I want a flat. How am I going to do it? You know, have you got any advice for me? You are the local disability organisation. And Anne was the one who helped me find my first ground floor flat. And we got to know each other. And my boyfriend was then, once we moved in, was kind of caring for my needs. But it was far too much for him, and we both worked. And I said to Anne, you know, how do you get up? And she said, oh, well, I have nurses. And I remember saying to her, well, why do you have nurses? You're not sick. You know, why don't they have assistants to come and help us? So then I started talking to people in the movement about, you know, what other people did. And I found out that a few people had persuaded their local authorities to launder money that they would have spent on home care through a local disability organisation, who would then give the money to the person to employ their own helpers. It was called helpers in those days. So I said, well, why don't we do that in Kingston? And she was interested. And that was, I don't know what date it was, and we'll probably told you, because I was more involved on the national stage. She was very much a local a local activity person. She was known locally. Everyone knew Anne McFarlane. So she was very handy when it came to my flat, and sort of over the months of getting my flat, and we met each other, and our conversations were developed.